Hi, as some of you know me, I'm Todd. I'm the network engineer on the new customer initiative, and I'm going to be presenting our status update today. Hey team, thank you all for coming. Listen, we've got a long meeting ahead of us, so let's just bear through it and dive right in. Are those two openings familiar to you? Do you hear those very often? How excited are you to listen? Not only in that moment, but how excited are you to listen for the remainder of that meeting? I think if you're like me, you're not bought in at all. You're going, oh great, it's another, hi, I'm blank, and I'm going to present blank. Or maybe just the, it's a long meeting, I have to bear through it, oh great. Welcome to this edition of the Message Builder My Action Plan email series audio files, Open with Power, Open with Kaba. In this edition, we are going to teach you how to open in a way that not only grabs your audience's attention, but will keep them bought in throughout the duration of your presentation, your meeting, or your conference call. Kaba is a formula that helps the audience, when done correctly, make the decision to not only give you attention, but also keep it throughout your presentation. You're going to be able to answer some questions for the audience. Why am I listening to you? Where are we going with this? And what's in it for me? Now, as we go through the pieces of Kaba, I do want you to keep in mind of two key things. Number one, your Kaba, your opening, should only be about 5 to 10% of your total allotted time. Meaning if you're giving a 10-minute presentation, you're looking at about 1 to 2 minutes of that presentation being your opening, your Kaba. If you're giving a 60-minute meeting, say you're the host of a 60-minute meeting, this is going to be your chance to take 3 to 5 minutes to open using Kaba to set the tone and pace of the meeting. The second thing we want you to keep in mind is that you can arrange your Kaba in any order that you prefer. You can do the credibility, attention, body, audience. You could arrange it as attention, credibility, audience, body. You could even go audience, attention, body, credibility. It is up to you. Whichever way you think will make the most impact for the engagement of your audience. Now, Kaba is a formula, is a structure of the four elements needed to create a powerful opening. Kaba, C-A-B-A, stands for credibility, attention, body, and audience. Let's take a look at the first part, credibility. Establish credibility with your audience to let them know why are you speaking today? Not your boss, not someone else, why are you? And this isn't just stating your job title. Now, it can be, depending on the situation, but rather a way to show why you. For example, over the last 2 weeks, I've compiled our market research from last year's Black Friday and put together a new tool for forecasting. Why should they listen to you? You compiled the data and you created the tool. The next piece, attention. This is the part where you will specifically grab your audience's attention. And you can do that in one of four ways. You can, one, use a statement. Use a startling statement. Say you wanted to kick off your meeting and you were to use a statement. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says that we waste $37 billion a year in meetings that are too long. Now you've got my attention because that is a startling number of how we're wasting time in meetings. So you could use a statement. You could ask a question. What do you think is the average response rate of our customer surveys? If you're like me, I was startled to find the real answer also. You could ask a question that engages your audience's brain to get them to start thinking, where are we going? And I want to know the answer. That's how you grab their attention. The third way that you could grab attention is by using a quote. You could start off with, Yogi Berra once said, if there is a fork in the road, take it. I don't know about you, but what that means to me is we need to stop waiting and start making decisions. You could use a quote. Finally, the fourth way of grabbing attention is you could tell a short corporate story. Now, we have an upcoming email and upcoming audio file for you on effective corporate stories, but you could tell a 1 to 3 minute story relating to your specific meeting or presentation topic that will grab your audience's attention. We need to do something at the beginning that will grab our audience's attention so they are listening to the remainder of what we have to say. You can grab your audience's attention one of four ways: a statement, a question, a quote, or a story. The next piece of Kaba is the body. Now, this is a preview of the body. Do not give your whole presentation right here. Rather, this is a roadmap. Today, we are going to cover what the problem was, why we need to fix it, and how we can avoid it going forward. Our team, thank you for being here today. We are going to discuss the impact of this new change process that we are going to start implementing on our team. Giving the preview of the body allows your audience to know, where are you taking me? If they know where you're taking them, they will be more engaged. Now the last piece, the audience connection. The audience connection is a way that you can let your audience know what's in it for them. What do they get by giving you their time and attention? Team, by listening to this presentation today, we are all going to learn how we can spend a little bit more time creating better messages so we can have more effective meetings. Mr. Vice President, thank you for agreeing to listen to this presentation. By the end of this meeting, you will have a better understanding of why we chose this direction for this project. The audience connection gives your audience a reason to continue to invest that time by listening to you. When you put all of these pieces together, your Kaba, remember, you can do it in any order, you've created an opening that now answers some questions that your audience is thinking right when you start talking. Why am I listening to you? Where are we going? And what's in it for me? Now, not only have we answered those three questions, but we've also added that attention getter of, hey, listen to me, let me grab your attention and take you on this journey. When it comes time for your next meeting, conference call, or presentation, don't just open with, hi, my name is blank, and I'm going to speak about blah. Rather, choose to open with power. Choose to open with Kaba, and not only grab your audience's attention, but keep them throughout your entire meeting.